Friday. And I stand at the foot of the cross. Nothing can be said. Nothing can be done. Action is futile. I can hold the other's hands and weep, but I cannot be comforted. It is Friday, and I stand at the foot of the cross. The air is heavy still with waiting and longing, waiting for the inevitable, longing for the impossible. Can this cup pass from me? I look around me, all the colors are muted, dusty browns and grays, cold and metallic, rolling black clouds over the brilliant blue of the sky, as my soul is occluded by pain, and all that remains is the red of the blood running down the weathered wood of the cross. It is Friday, and I stand at the foot of the cross. I reach out and touch the raised grain of the wood. It's rough against my fingertips. The pong of unwashed wool and bodies crowds my nose. I smell fear, pain, death. I taste it at the back of my throat. I hear the labored breathing from the cross. Death is near. It is Friday, and I stand at the foot of the cross. Remember him. Remember him as the silver cord is severed, as the golden bowl is broken. Remember him as the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well. Remember him as the dust returns to the ground it came from, and his spirit returns to the God who gave it. It is Friday, and I stand at the foot of the cross. Please stand as you're comfortable and join me in singing hymn number 218, Ah, Holy Jesus.
Ah, Holy Jesus.
Please join me in the Litany of the Passion as found in your bulletin. What shall we do with you, Jesus? What shall we do with you, Jesus?
We will come to stay another way. We will sleep through the anguish of your heart.
What shall we do with you, Jesus?
The one who gave living waters and a fire as well. The one who baptized in the Jordan, the thirst upon the tree.
What shall we do with you, Jesus? Lamb of God, you cry out in agony. Lamb of God, you breathed your last. Lamb of God, you are placed in a cold tomb.
There were cripples, one on his right, one on his left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them. They do not know what they are doing." And they cast lots to divide his clothing. And the people stood by watching. But the leaders scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself if he is the Messiah, the chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him: "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged there kept deriding him and saying, "Are you not the Messiah? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed have been condemned justly, for we are getting what we deserve for our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." He replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
Thank you.
when Jesus saw his mother. And the disciple whom he loved standing beside her, he said to his mother, "Woman, here's your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Here is your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. Then two bandits were crucified with him, one on his right and one on his left. Those who passed by derided him, shaking their heads and saying, "You who would destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down. In the same way, the chief priests also, along with the scribes and elders, were mocking him, saying, "He saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now, if he wants to." For he said, "I am God's son." The bandits who were crucified with him also taunted him in the same way.
After this, when Jesus knew that all was now finished, he said in order to fulfill Scripture, "I'm thirsty." A jar full of sour wine was standing there. So they put a sponge full of the wine on a branch of hyssop and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the wine, he said, "It is finished." Then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. Now about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 p.m, when the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last.